time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, here's my disaster of the week.
Oh.
I've been seeing this girl for maybe a month.
Okay.
Few dates, nothing super serious yet.
All right.
Well, we went to a wedding together over the weekend. Her friends, not mine, and I'll admit, the drinks were flowing.
Sure.
The slow dances were happening.
Yes.
Everything felt good.
Yes.
Cut to the end of the night, I walk her to her car, and out of nowhere, I say it.
What?
I love you.
Oh.
Wait, why? Who was I even in that moment? She smiled like it was the best thing she'd ever heard.
Oh.
And now I think she thinks we're in a full-blown relationship.
Oh.
I mean, I think one would if they heard that.
Right.
She texted me the next morning like, I had the best night ever. I love you too.
Oh!
And now I'm panicking because I don't love her. I like her. She's cool. But I was tipsy, caught up in the moment, maybe high on wedding cake and a slow version of Ed Sheeran.
High on wedding cake.
So how do I walk this back without being the biggest jerk on the planet? Is there a gentle way to be like, oops, that wasn't real, without completely wrecking her?
Yeah.
Or am I stuck pretending I meant it until it magically ends there on its own? Help me out. I feel like an idiot. I don't want to make it worse. Zach.
Zach, you gotta own that until either you realize you actually do love her or you move on.
I mean, it could end up there.
Maybe. Right? Yeah, I mean, Kelly, you are the hopeless romantic of us.
I am. I'm hoping that this is a fun little foreshadowing.
Yeah, but no, you don't ever come back, you know, 10 years later and go, I remember when I said that.
Because, I told you I loved you and I didn't really mean it yet.
Right. That's something that you take to your grave, right?
Yeah, I feel like we don't ever admit that because that could be hurtful.
Right. Even if you wind up going the distance with this person and you have a long life, like that's a milestone that she is going to remember. And well, you are also going to remember, but you can't go, yeah, I wasn't really feeling it then.
Well, but I feel like you'll have a different perspective at that point. You'll be like, well, maybe the universe was telling me something I didn't yet know.
Wow. Are we saying,
yeah,
are we just telling him just go with it?
I don't know. I mean, if he wants,
like, don't live your honest truth.
Well, I feel like if he tells her the truth, then they're done. Like they're not going out again. So,
oh, really?
If he's fine with that.
Oh,
then yeah.
I mean, this is just. Wow, I mean, she said it back too. So there must have been
exactly.
There must have been sparks. She's gonna
be. She was gonna be. Well, yeah, he was all caught up in the wedding.
Well, no. I'm saying there must have been sparks between them.
Sure.
Early on, because yes. One, he's taken her as a plus one after a few dates to a wedding.
It was her friend.
Oh, her. That's right.
Her
that's
friend.
Right.
She took him as a plus one.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, have you ever made this same mistake?
Drop the L-bomb prematurely?
Prematurely, yeah. What did you do? Because your story might be able to help Zach out here. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Man, accidentally dropping that L-bomb a little prematurely. That's what Zach, I think, realized he did at a wedding over the weekend after he'd only been on a few dates with this girl. She texts him back. Hey,
love
had great
too.
Time. Love you too. Yeah. Mm. So now he's like, how do I walk it back? I don't think I really love her yet.
A little soon to tell. Ange says, when my husband and I were dating, he dropped me at my house and he told me he loved me. I told him I couldn't say it at that moment because right. I've said it too many times before with guys that I dated. Oh. We've been married for 30 years now.
Okay. Well, all right. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing because she said, listen, now Zach's lady is not in the same boat. She's all diving into the deep end with him.
Look, there are a lot of people, especially on the Facebook comments, that are hanging on one thing that he said. And he said, am I stuck pretending I meant it until it magically ends on its own? I interpreted that when I read that first, not to mean the relationship ends on its own, but like the, I guess that probationary period ends.
Okay, like maybe he ends up actually loving
her? Yeah, yeah, that's...
It could be interpreted.
I guess that's how I interpreted that at first. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he actually did mean when the relationship ends. Because everybody's going, bro, just end it now. You know, if you know it's going to end it now. You know, save her wasting your time, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, if he doesn't see a future at all and just knows that he's never getting there, then yeah, just end it. It's... you're gonna feel real bad.
I mean,
but better do that now. But if he thinks that there's a possibility and she's great and he wants to see where it goes,
look, a lot of people get into relationships and just see where it goes, and you don't necessarily know the future, and you know, there could be things that you're like, no, I don't think it's going to work out because of XYZ, but then XYZ changes. And, you know, things happen. Now, Carol commented and said, I've been in your shoes. Just bite the bullet and say, hey, I'm sorry, but I meant to say, I love this night with you. And that's
she
what
said,
I did.
That's what I did. But, yeah. Okay. So, but Carol, how did that work? Did that end the relationship? Did you continue dating? What was the aftermath of that?
So Alexis dropped the I love you bomb on her boyfriend when she FaceTimed him drunk from the Cody Johnson concert while he was at work. Alexis is someone who texted into us just now.
Oh my gosh. And she hadn't said that to him before.
I love Alexis, you.
How did he take it? Was he there? Did he say it back? Like, did you continue dating? Was that it?
Now, Heather brings up a good point via text and says, what if she doesn't really mean it truly either and only texted back the next day because she felt bad and awkward that...
No. She wouldn't have just said it. She would have just ignored
it. You think?
And she would have been testing him to see if he says it again. Oh. If she wasn't there, I feel like that she would have not said that back and just waited to see, all right, is he going to say it again? Because then that means he really meant it. But she's obviously over the moon because she's already launching it back.
And there are some people that are like, you know, you could go to her and say, man, I was so drunk that night. I don't remember. Like, I say crazy things sometimes when I'm drunk.
Oh, blame it on being drunk and not even knowing you said it?
But then part of, like, I feel like, you know, maybe that's your unconscious self hoping, you know, I don't know. I would still give it time and not say anything to her and just keep rolling. That's what I would do.
Yeah, unless Shauna is kind of like in that lane too. She goes, I feel like he actually does love her. Maybe not full blown in love, but still loves her, and his fear of commitment, hence his full blown relationship, is scaring him into being committed to her.
Yeah.
Just my thoughts. He should end it now though, if he feels it's going to end anyway.
Like, all right.
If he's like already decided, yeah, this has no legs, then you don't need to stick around and try to swim in the aftermath of what you've created. However, if you like her, and you want to see where it goes,
then see where it goes. And I wouldn't. I just wouldn't say anything. That's.
I would definitely not say it again.
Unless she starts like really.
If she keeps launching it at him, and then she notices he's not saying it back,
right?
And then she's gonna
then you're going to have to.
Then you'll have
say
that
something.
Conversation.
Right. But until then, just stay quiet and
it could be
boyfriend
like,
girlfriend.
Something deep down inside just kind of like thrusting you into this position because it knows better than you right now. It could be.
All right.
Intuition.
Well, hey, good luck, Zach.
Keep us posted, buddy.
Yep. That is group therapy.